Hello and welcome. I'm literally on my lunch break right now and I should probably go eat. Hold on, let me check when my next client is at 1:45. So it's 12:30 right now. I have an hour and 15 minutes and I just feel like this is the energy and the headspace I need to be in whenever I need to be recording my podcast. But it's like, there's a few different ways that I get to this energy. And this energy is like, I just feel so overwhelmed with like love. And like, I don't know. I just feel like I really love life. I really feel like I have like, it's like a freshness. I feel like a deep breath. Like, I don't know how else to say it. I don't know how to make that make sense. But it's like, I just feel like, you know, whenever like, okay, imagine like it's 70 degrees outside, maybe 80. I don't really know. Like 75 we'll go with, because I don't really know, but it's like the perfect, you know what I'm talking about? That perfect weather. And you just step outside and you hear the birds a little bit, and there's a little bit of a breeze, like not hard where your hair is blowing all over the place, but like just enough to like blow your hair a little bit, you know? And it's like, you just take that, like, you smell like the fresh, we'll say, you know what, let's just go full out. Okay, you got fresh cut grass, you got pretty flowers in the yard, the birds are chirping, you got your dogs and your cat or whatever, and like, it's just like this whole, like, that's just the vibe. And like, you know, it's just like a refresh, it's just like a fresh breath of air. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. And like, that, I feel like that. But it's kind of gloomy outside and kind of hot, and I'm in my car on my lunch break, but I feel like that right now. And I don't know. It's like, I don't really know how, I don't know how to get to this state on my own yet. And I want to be in a state where I live like this, because this is like the truest, most beautiful version of myself that I know this far. And I just want to be in this presence all the time. Like, I just feel like right now I'm really like, holy fucking shit, like I could cry just because I'm like, I love and it's like, I can't even form a full sentence of that, because it's like, I love life, but I feel like I always kind of love life, and I love people, but I feel like I always kind of love people. But it's like, I just feel really grounded and connected in my being right now. Like, I don't know what to say, because let me tell you what happened. So, okay, I was listening to this podcast episode, and it's not my regular podcast, it's a different one, but I don't want to name it. And it was just like, you know, talking about being in your 20s and like feeling left behind. And it's like, I feel like that's a pretty general topic. I feel like that's how a lot of people feel, and a lot of people, everyone says like, you know, 20s are for figuring out yourself, your life, your whatever. And I just really truly feel like I'm in a state of not caring about that. That is not what interests me. I feel like people in their 20s, it's like you are supposed to be figuring out, you're going to college, you're figuring out what you want to do for your whole life, your dream job, your da da da. And it's like, my dream, all of my dreams have nothing to do with the job. They're not in ways that I can physically be a help to someone else. I want to be able, my dreams are becoming the truest, most beautiful version of myself. And I feel like I'm working towards that every day. That is an active dream that I'm trying to become, is a truer, present, soft, I was talking to ChatGPT and I went into this whole thing of this version of myself that I'm aspiring to be. And it's like, that is my dream. And it's like, that will help me help people, because being a true, healthy version of myself is just like this energy. Like, I feel like you can feel it through my voice right now. Like, it's just this energy that's like, I feel like it's contagious. Like, I just don't know how, like, I feel like I'm in like a like motivational speaker voice. Like, no, I'm not. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm saying anything that fucking crazy, but it's like just this overwhelm feeling is like I just want to share this feeling, and I want to be in this version of myself to where I can just make you feel this. That's what I want. I want to be able to make you feel. I'm not going to ever say anything that's going to be mind-blowing or that you've never heard, and maybe I will. And I feel like we're all saying the same things in so many different ways, and it's like, I think that's so important. But it's mainly, I want you to feel this feeling that I'm feeling. That is my main intention. And that is what I feel like is like the truest thing to me, because it's like, I'm being such a deeply fucking feeling person. Like, I feel things so intensely, and I feel like my energy, I have a very strong energy. I have a strong presence, and that has pros and cons. If I'm in a shit mood and I'm pissed off, everyone in the room is going to be fucking pissed off with me, and I hate it. I wish I could control that. I don't know how to change my energy whenever I'm pissed off. I can't fucking hide it. Like, if I'm pissed, yeah, you're all going to be fucking feeling it, and it's going to be weird and shit because you're going to feel this tension of me. Also, whenever I'm happy and I'm this fucking cracked up, like, God, like, it just feels so good. And I just feel like, if I'm being conceited, cocky bitch, like, tell me. But I don't feel like this is being conceited and cocky. I feel like people say, whenever I walk into a room, I light up the whole room. And I feel like right now this is true. Like, I think, yeah, you know, everyone has their moments of shining, and I just feel like this version of myself is my shining version. I feel like this version, and it's this energy and this conversation, it's going so well. Like, I just feel like I really love this, and I just really want to be able to be this version of myself. I mean, 24/7 would be nice, but I don't really think that's realistic because I like all the versions of myself. I just think this is my favorite. This is how I want. I feel like I'm working on, like, trying to kind of change the tone of the voice, the girl in my head all the time, because she's kind of a fucking bitch. Like, I don't know. Like, she has some fucking things she's working on, and also I'm working on, and I just feel like I am just made up of all these different versions of me into one, but I feel like I have a main one, and I feel like that's what changes. I feel like that's what people talk about whenever they say, like, you know, I need to get my spark back. I lost my spark. Like, this is my spark. This version of myself, like, there she is. Like, I don't know. I'm feeling a lot right now, and I love it so much. Like, I just, fuck. And I'm like, God, I know I'm talking really fucking fast, and I'm saying a lot of things, and I hope that I'm making sense, and I don't know if I am, but this feels so good to me. Like, even if you're not getting out of this, I'm getting so much out of this. Like, fuck, I just love it. I just, like, yeah, so I was listening to that podcast, and, like, she's talking about the 20s stuff, and I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Like, I don't really feel like anything is blowing my mind, because I don't believe in finding my dream job for my life, and it's like, I probably will always have to work, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't have a dream job. I don't have a dream career. I don't want my life's purpose to be in a career. Like, I just don't feel like that's the case for me, and I feel like I have come to terms with that, like, a minute ago, so I don't feel like I'm struggling with that. I like my job right now. I'm doing good. I'm making fine money. I'm being able to spend money and save money, and I'm providing for myself with my lifestyle that I like to live. And you know what? I like my job. I like my coworkers. I like all my clients. I like all the people around me. I like the energy, the this, the that. I feel like I'm getting I am successful in my career, in the amount of success I want to be. And I feel like that can kind of, you know, sound like, you know, like, damn, like, this is as far as you want to go career wise for now. Yes, this amount of money, this amount of interest in my job, this amount of time spent actually, I would like to spend less time at my job. I do prefer a more work-life balance, and I just don't really feel like I'm getting that from working 5 days a week. But you know what, for right now, it's fine. This is fine. I'm content. And yeah, that is success for me in my career. Because also, whenever I'm not out on my lunch break right now, if I have a gap in my schedule, if I have this, I have that, I'm satisfied because I can still figure out shit to do in my free time. I still have energy to put into my free time. I still have, like, my old job was so draining. Every day I was just, I would go home, I would go to sleep, I would wake up, I would hate my life, I would get to work, I would say, fuck this, and then I would just fight for my life the whole fucking day, go home, do it again. And it's like, there, I'm gonna be so fucking honest, some days I do feel like that at this job, but I just think that's part of the beauty of it, because then there's other days where it's like, right now, I'm gonna have a 2-hour gap in my day, and sometimes that pisses me off, but today, that's fine, because I have so many things I want to do. I want to sit here and fucking talk to you. I want to sit here and sit with myself in this headspace, and I want to talk to my coworkers. I want to, I have things I want to do. I like this right now. Also, I have so many, like, I don't know. I just feel like the possibilities are fucking endless. So, whatever. I'm listening to this podcast, and nothing in the 20s is blowing my fucking balls off. Like, it's just, it's making me feel, I feel like I'm getting something different than maybe, like, what was intended, where it's like, you know, this should just make me feel safe and, like, not feel like I'm doing anything wrong or this or that. And I feel like I've got that to an extent. I'm not saying I know anything. I'm not trying to be, like, you're wrong if you didn't get something out of this. I think this is something that's really hard to learn, and I do feel like I really, like, not going to college really kind of forced me to learn it, and it was really difficult, and, like, I feel like it was a struggle for me to get to where I'm at now, but I feel like I'm kind of, I'm not looking for a dream career. I feel like, you know what, I want to try everything. I don't want to be stuck in one career for my whole life. That, to me, sounds a little bit not like what I want out of life. I feel like I want to try everything. I want to have so many different jobs and have, like, all over the place. I feel like that would be so cool. Like, I don't know. That's my interest. And so, whatever. I'm not looking for a dream career. And also, I feel like something in the 20s is like, you know, you're looking for your relationship. You're looking for the relationship, someone to settle down with. And, like, no. That is even, I mean, long-term commitment is fucking scary to me. I'll admit that, yes, and maybe that's something I should work on. Also, I love growing and changing. I love becoming a different version of myself literally all the time. Like, I'm always evolving. I want constant evolution. And so it's like, I just feel like I'm not looking for the relationship. I'm looking to be better in all of my relationships. Every relationship I have right now, I'm so in love with everyone in my life right now. And I just feel like I don't want to limit it down to this one person, this, the relationship. That's not sitting right. That doesn't feel as true to me right now. And maybe things will change, and maybe I will want a dream career. Maybe I will want this, significant other one-on-one relationship, but right now that's not where I'm at. That's not what I'm interested in. And so I don't feel like I'm holding on to that, feeling wrong for not having that, because that's not really what I want right now. And that feels a lot truer to me. That feels a lot more beautiful to me. And so I don't know, like, I just feel like that was whatever. And now that, anyway, then I was listening to another one, and it's talking about, you know, then your 30s and your 40s and your 50s and your 60s and aging and what that looks like and what that feels like and what, you know, they want you to be doing and what the social standards are for that and what is true in that. And it's like, that seems so much more real to me. That seems so beautiful to me. That seems such fresh perspective, because, you know, not going to college, not being in a relationship, and not being super fit and skinny and blah, blah, blah. Like, all this 20 stuff has, I feel like I've kind of been experiencing that, and that has what it has taught me, you know, I'm not even interested in this shit. But it's like, I haven't really thought about, you know, in your 30s, they want you to, you know, have kids and have a family and have a, you know, you're supposed to be married and you need to have a house and you need to have a, vacations and this and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, you're supposed to be successful in your career at that point. And it's like, I think that's interesting. I also feel like that's, I don't know. I like the 50s age range. I feel like the 50s, you know, you're getting to a point of freedom. You're, you know, possibly experiencing some menopause stuff. And, like, you know, I think that's really hard and difficult on its own from the knowledge I do have in that area. But it's also like, you're just becoming this So socially, you know, they're telling you you're losing your estrogen or whatever the fuck. And so, like, you know, at that point you're useless because you can't have kids anymore. And it's like that. And you're old. Like, no, you're fucking not. To me, I'm looking at that as a halfway point in life. And you still have so much life to live. And you're becoming freer. And you know what? Honestly, Glennon was saying, you know, you don't want to be, like, you know, at 50s, if society is looking at you like you're useless, great. I want society to stop looking at me in general. Like, I feel like, you know, gaining weight, I know I keep bringing this up, but this is something that is a huge part of my life. Like, I don't know what to say. It is huge for me. And so it's like, before that, before I gained weight, my body was very socially acceptable. I had big boobs. I had a skinny, or not skinny skinny, but like a fit acceptable, I guess, ideal for some people body. And so it was like most people's conversation was something about my appearance. Every compliment I got, you know, everyone's calling me pretty. Everyone's telling me this. Oh my God, your body's so good. Oh my God, I like blah, blah, like just objectifying me. And not having that is so beautiful because people are paying attention to me. They're not, oh, you're so pretty. They're, oh, I like your energy. Oh, I like how you said this. People are thinking of me of more than an object. And to me, that is so, so much more awesome. I love this life. Is it nice to be called pretty? Yes. Do I wish to be a little bit skinnier some days? Yes. Also, like, I just feel like I really love not being objectified every day and every way in every single conversation, every person I interact with. Like, that is something that is truly profound to me. And so it's like, I just feel like, you know, Glennon's saying, you know, once you're 50 and you're out of society's eye, like, it's great because then you can kind of live for yourself and do whatever the fuck you want without feeling all this social pressure. And I just love it. Like, that just feels so powerful and true to me. And I really, really love it. And yeah, so then I had a client come in and she is just turned 50 a couple of weeks ago. Happy birthday, Miss Girl. And she has 2 weeks left at her job that she's been at for years. And she's like a director of some shit. Like, she's been on this team and she's been doing this corporate job for years. But now she's writing a book. She is on TikTok. She's make some music from, like, with some people on TikTok. I don't really know. But it's like she's quitting her career that she's been successful in for years to chase something. She's like, you know, I wake up and I'm excited to go do this work and I really like it. And also, I am going to be making the same salary, if not more. Like, which is a bonus and I do think is important to an extent, but also the real beauty is it's like when you're waking up and you're excited to do this work and also. And she's becoming a life coach and like she's doing a bunch of shit and it's like at 50 she's starting over in so many different areas and I just think that's so cool and that's something I want to do forever. Like, this podcast is like kind of a dream come true. I love it. Some days I feel like I fucking suck, but right now this is what I mean. I should have a podcast. I have good shit to say. I love this. This is creating a truer version of myself that I really dream of. And, like, I just love it. I love that I'm starting something new. And it's like, it was scary and it was like embarrassing and whatever, but I feel like I've overcome that. And like, you know, I still should post on TikTok or something, but you know what? Baby steps, bitch. Like, I feel like this podcast is just so much to me. Like, it really is it's a new thing. It's something I've never done. It's a community I've never had. I don't know. Like, I just fucking love it. And I just like, God, I love life. Like, I don't know what to say. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just feeling a lot. And I don't know. Like, this just feels, I just needed to record something right now because this feels really true to me. And this just feels like, I just feel like this is a opening. This version of myself is like, I feel really free. I feel really open. I feel really full of life. I feel really, let me think, you know, I feel present in this moment. I feel present in my body. I feel, a weight lifted off of me. And it's crazy because I can't really describe, like, you know, all the weight that I'm feeling off of me, but I just know, like, in this moment, I'm feeling so good, and this feels so true to me. I feel like I feel really grounded in this version of myself instead of just wanting to be what society wants me to be. And I just feel like I'm constantly like in like a split perspective of life, because it's like half of me is just wanting, you know, to fit social standards, and then the other half of me wants to be a free fucking bitch. And it's like, I just feel like I'm like in this moment, I feel like I'm leaning more towards what I truly want and giving less of a fuck about what society wants of me. And that just feels really true and beautiful, because yeah, that seems like a truer life to me. And so it's like, I just feel like I feel like that's kind of the split that I'm in, is it's like, I feel like I'm caring less what society thinks of me when I'm in this version of myself. Because then the other versions of me, it's like I'm feeling, you know, insecure about, you know, my physical appearance, and also if I'm too much or I'm doing this wrong or this. And it's like, that takes me out of my present self, that takes me out of what feels the most true to me. Like, that is just it is a version of me that exists because she lived that way for so long, and that was such deep conditioning. And that's, it's hard. Society is what we're surrounded by. Like, how are you not supposed to give in to that? Sometimes it's easier to give in to that for me. And I just feel true to myself, and it feels right. Because sometimes I'll be thinking of what I want, and then it's like, no, I can't have that because that's not what I... Ooh. Oh, my God. This truck is backing in, and... Okay, no, they're good now, but they almost hit the fuck out of that car. My coworker's car. I would have seen it and told her. But, yeah, I don't know. I just, like, I think that is the difference, is right now I feel really true and right in my own ways instead of societal ways. I think that's what it is. I think this is a moment that I'm learning this, and this is, something is happening right now. And I want to cry because I literally, like, I'm going to cry, and like, it's embarrassing. My, you know what? It's not embarrassing that I'm crying. I love crying. Crying is good. I literally would cry all the time if I could. I do, actually. But what's embarrassing is my voice whenever I cry. That's all I'm embarrassed about. Nothing else. But my voice is like high-pitched and like, I don't even fucking know. But whatever. Anyway, like, I just feel, I had this dream last night that I was pregnant. And I wake up and I'm like, I was looking at ChatGPT. I'm like, why am I having a fucking dream that I'm pregnant? And I feel like most people would be like, ooh, that means you're pregnant. And it's like, there's no shot. Like, I haven't had sex in years. So like, I know I'm not pregnant. So I want to know, like, spiritually, is this something or what the fuck? And like, I don't know, it was like it could just, I think I'm gonna go to Einstein Bros. Hold on, I have to, I'm gonna sit here another minute, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. And anyway, like, I just feel like ChatGPT was saying, like, you know, maybe this is something big that's happening, like, think, are you nurturing something, like some big change or something? And like, I feel like the past few days I've just felt, honestly, like, I don't know, it comes in waves. Like, I don't know, I feel like I'm trying to become this better version of myself, but I feel like then I go through lows, and it's like, some days I'm just trying to survive. And I don't know, I feel like I've been really fucked up about my weight, and I've been being really mean to myself, and I've been in a bad headspace. And like, I don't know, I just, today I feel good, and I'm just not gonna take it for granted. I'm gonna get everything that I can out of today and right now. And I also had an energy drink, and I feel like that really helps me. Caffeine, every once in a while I have it, and I just feel like I'm like, I have the power to give it my all or something. I don't fucking know. But yeah, wow, that was a lot. I don't know, but this just feels really beautiful. And yeah, maybe this is what, I don't know, because the past few days I've been trying to get out of my funk, and I'm like, I'm really sick of being mean to myself, I'm really sick of feeling this fucking shitty, like, I'm really like, I want to be better. And I just feel like, you know, obviously the first step is acceptance and whatever, and it's like, I just feel like I really, like, because whenever I'm feeling down on my body and I'm feeling down on myself, I'm like, God, I need to change this right now. Like, I cannot live like this. I cannot, like, I cannot have this weight on me. Like, it needs to change. It needs to change. And it's like, okay, but, like, also, this is the healthiest that I've ever been. And, like, this is the most I've ever taken care of myself. And it's like, yeah, my body has looked more socially acceptable. But it was like, at that point, my body was just an object. My brain was, everything was scripted. I knew nothing different than what I was told. I didn't have any original thoughts. I didn't have any original feelings. I didn't even realize that my body had experienced all these traumatic things. And I just thought I was so fucked up and all this shit was fucking wrong with me, because that's what society does to you. But it's like, if you literally just look at it, it's like, you know what? This body is a home for my brain, and it gets me everywhere I need to go, and it takes care of me. And you know what? Do I take care of her the best? No. And would it be good to lose some weight? And you know what? I'm saying yes, because you know what? I have a fucking skin disease, and you know what? It's effective. If I lost weight, it would help me. A lot of people say that's what helps, because there's no cure for it, and it's just fucking stupid. It's just this whole fucking thing. And it's like, I just, like, you know, and I just would like to be a little physically healthier. I eat fast food a fucking lot. I'm about to go do it right now. But it's like, I just feel like I'm gonna go to McAllister's. That's what I'm doing. But I don't know. I just feel like this is a becoming moment. And I think, you know what? I'm finding out why I had a dream that I was pregnant last night. And yeah. And it was like, how did you feel in your dream? You know, that could tell you some stuff too. And it was like, I felt really happy and I was really excited. And like, all my friends were there. I had like, there was like 10 people with me. And like, we all, like, they gave me this like Christmas ornament to hang on this tree. And they were like trying to get me to buy it. And it was like this green little like gnome or something. And I was like, well, if it was pink, I would buy it. And they were like, oh, well, we can make it pink. Like, I don't even fucking know. This is getting weird. Like, I didn't remember this much of the dream till right now. But anyway, and then I'm like, I'm really excited about it. And I'm like, this is great. Like, I'm gonna, you know, be a mom. Like, this is gonna be cool. It's gonna be fine. But then I am like, okay, guys, like, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom real quick. I get in the bathroom and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm like crying. And I'm like, I'm just so scared that I'm gonna lose this part of myself that, like, you know, my life, which I don't know. I mean, if I was really becoming a mom, I think this is how I would really feel. I feel like this is true, because it's like, it's half scary, but it's half beautiful. Like, it's more beautiful, because it's like, I just feel like having this, it would bring out a really soft side of me. And I just feel like this is comparable to what I'm kind of doing to myself. Like, I am bringing out this softer version of me. And, like, I am kind of, like, I don't know. I am, like, a mother to myself a little bit, I guess. I don't know. And I'm, like, not to take anything away from, like, people, you know, real moms and real human other kids, separate human beings. Like, that's insane. I don't, you know, I don't know about that. But I really do feel like I am a mother to myself in a lot of ways. Like, I really feel like I'm having a little bit of a motherly experience to myself. Not literally. I feel like maybe this will piss someone off by calling myself a mom. And I'm not trying to do that. I'm really not trying to, like, do anything crazy. But I don't know. I just feel like I'm just becoming a different version of myself. And I am taking better care of myself. And I am a motherly to myself in a way, in ways. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I'm sorry. I'm really not trying. I don't want anything to come off wrong. That's not what I'm trying to do at all. But, I don't know. I just feel like I'm really, something is happening, and something, this is maybe why I had this dream last night about, you know, being pregnant. And I just feel like I'm holding space for this, and I'm, you know, nurturing. God, I really want to cry. I'm like, this is like, I'm having like a spiritual awakening or something. I don't know. I just feel like super excited for myself right now. Like, I'm feeling a lot of like gratitude and like self-compassion, just because I feel like, yeah, I have been really fucking mean to myself. And I'm like, then I'm in a shame spiral, because I'm like, God, why am I being so fucking mean to myself? Like, you fucking bitch. And then this, I'm just, it's such a horrible spiral I'm in, and it's so negative, and it's all just like hate and shame. And like, I don't know, I get really lost in myself, and it's like, I know that I don't deserve that, but it's like, I feel like that's the split of society versus my true self, because society is saying, no, you need to be skinnier, you need to be skinnier, you need to want this, you're wrong for being bigger than you fucking were in high school. And like, I don't know, literally all fucking bullshit. And it's like, no, that's what bodies do. That's literally what fucking bodies do. Like, what the fuck? And yeah, no, I don't even fucking know. I think I passed McAllister's, but yeah, I definitely passed McAllister's, but yeah, I don't fucking know. I'm trying, dude. Like, I'm figuring something out. And yeah, I don't know. This is happening. Something's happening. The past few days I've been, you know, doing some fucking fancy breath work and some meditating, and I'm into it. Like, yeah, I might be fucking woo-woo, but I don't care. I feel like if you believe shit, it'll fucking work for you. And guess what the fuck? That's what's happening, bitch. So I love it. It's in. I'm on to being nicer to myself. And I think that's fucking more important than any of this stupid fucking bullshit that society is telling me to do. Society wants to fuck you in your fucking ass. But if you really just listen to your true self, I don't know. God, I'm like, I don't know. Honestly, because then I'm saying these things and this feels really true and really real. But also then tomorrow or some other day, I'm going to be sitting there and I'm going to be like, God, like, I wish I was thinner and I need to do this and I need to be skinnier and blah, 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 blah. Like, I feel like it all comes in fucking waves and you just have to, I don't know where I fucking am, honestly. I don't know what is going on, but, like, I don't even, I'm literally lost right now in a parking lot that is right by my work. I'm like, where's McAllister's? That's what I want to know. Where the fuck is it? You know what? Good thing I have fucking maps. I kind of feel like it's over here. I think I'm wrong, but I also kind of think I'm right. Oh my God. Am I fucking right, bitch? I'm right. I'm at McAllister's. Hell yeah. I don't even know how the fuck I got here, but you know, we're here. And you know what? This is a metaphor because, you know, whenever you think you're lost in life, you're probably just around the corner. I'm just joking. I'm joking. No. But I don't know. I just feel like something is happening here and I like it. And I feel like I am stepping into a new version of myself. And I feel like I've been doing some self-compassion work and I really was talking to ChatGPT in depth and like coming up with this version of myself that I want to be like the truest version of myself, the most beautiful version of myself. And this is Glennon Doyle's idea and just really like putting it all together and seeing, you know, really like, you know, what is she wearing? What is she doing? What is she doing differently than you're doing now? What is she doing in her day-to-day life? How is she handling the situations that, you know, I'm handling now? Like, is she checking her phone different? Is she waking up in the morning different? Is she having different rituals throughout the day? Is there this and this? And I was really going in depth about it. And I really recommend this. I really think this is good shit. I really feel like, you know, doing this, and it's like little small ass things you can do to be, you know, closer to this every day. It's like, you know, whenever I'm waking up, I'm taking an extra minute to stretch. I'm dancing in the car on my way to work, which I do that pretty regularly. But there's certain days where I really dance in my car on my way to work. And it feels really good and it feels really fucking free and true. And then other days I don't dance. Most days I don't dance as hard because I'm like, oh, there's cars around. What if they're looking at me? They're probably thinking I'm a fucking freak. Like, but it's like, that takes me out of my present self. That's the society side of me saying, no, you're weird. That's not how people act. That's not what you need to be doing. But my true self, I just want to fucking boogie, bitch. Like, let me just fucking dance, like, and look like a fucking idiot. But it's just so freeing. And so, you know what? Thank you for listening because this has helped me a lot. Literally putting words into saying this is a societal split versus my true self is helping so much because then I'm saying, you know what? The societal split, all that's telling me is not my idea. Society is not my idea. Saying that I'm going to look weird for dancing in my car? Who said that? Who said that? Whose idea is that? Because you know what? My true self wants to dance in my car. And I want to drive with my windows down so you can fucking see me. I don't care. I want to drive with my windows down because I like fresh air and I like wind. I really like fresh wind on my skin and just my hair blowing. And I know it gets all crazy and it's going to be tangly and I'm going to look like I just fucking rolled out of bed, but it feels good. So I don't care what my hair looks like. It feels good. Wow. I love you. This is so good. Thank you for listening to me. Like, God, thank you for being there for me. And I just wonder, like, does anyone feel this way? Does anyone feel this fucking insane? Because society makes you feel so fucking insane. You feel so fucking insane. But it's like, really? It's only insane because I know something truer. So is it wrong of me to do what's true to me? No. Well, yes, it is wrong of me to do what's true to me because then that's making me not follow societal norms when so many people do that because that's what we're taught to do. So, okay, I'm wrong for doing the crazy thing, but really, I feel more wrong for doing what society tells me whenever I know something truer. I know what I really want. I know that I really want to fucking dance with my windows down and my music blaring and full on fucking put on a routine in my car safely, safe driving, absolutely, eyes on the road. That's your main priority. But guess what? For me, you know what? I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in trouble. Drive safely, for sure. But if you can dance a little bit, move your little shoulders a little bit, move your little head a little bit, eyes on the road, focus, people. But if you can multitask, bitch, I feel like, you know what? My ADHD, I think the music helps me, puts that, gives me a little focus, and then my eyes can be on the road, focus, focus, people, okay, don't be driving crazy, don't be doing anything crazy. I'm not promoting any dangerous driving. We're not talking about reckless driving. I'm not talking about fucking don't get too into your boogie, but listen to that song, be present in that song, feel that song, know that you love that song, and whatever song that is. I don't know. I just love it. There's just something about it that I'm really interested in. And I just really feel that feels true to me. So you know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do from now on, every time I'm in my car and a song I like comes on, I'm really going to try to just dance. Just dance. It'll be okay. Because yeah, instead of sitting here, like, think about that. My mindset, whenever I'm dancing freely and just living in my moment, I'm feeling the wind on my skin, I'm screaming the song out, I'm dancing around, I feel so good. I feel so real. I feel so real. It feels so genuine. Versus, I feel really fucking shitty whenever I want to dance and I'm like, God, no, I look like a fucking freak. Oh my God, what is this person in the car next to me thinking? Oh my God, like, what if they're looking at me? Oh my God, what if this? And then, so I'm spiraling into this, like, all of these made up scenarios, literally made up, which might be real. Society is real to a fucking extent. And we do have these thoughts for a reason. All of this came from somewhere, but not me. If I see someone dancing in their car, I smile. It makes me so excited. I'm like, they're jamming. They're having a good time. Like, I'm happy for them, you know? And this is like getting really deep into this driving with the windows down. But you know what? Ask me on a deeper level because this feels so fucking true. I really, really get so high off of driving with my windows down and my music blaring and dancing around. Not literally high, high on life, okay? It is a serotonin release. So I guess it is kind of high because that's what drugs do. But don't do drugs. I'm not promoting that either. Get high on life, bitch. Get your fucking shit. Do what you want and don't fucking think about society. Every time you're doing something, think, is this society? Is this a script? Is this a box? Or is this what I actually fucking want? And if it's not what you want, do what you fucking want, bitch. And it's hard and it's weird. And I know probably at some point while I'm driving, I'm still going to be thinking about society. I just want, and sometimes I'm not going to be able to just jump right into dancing. But whenever I do start going into that path of like, oh, I'm weird. Oh, I'm doing this. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm going to stop myself and say, whoa, is that me talking or is that society? And it's going to be society every time because I know. What I want is my freedom. I have to drink water. Hold on. I don't know. And this is hard. A lot of what I'm saying is very, you know, profound, if I may say myself. But I don't know. Like, it just, life is truer than the fucking bullshit that we're sold. And yeah, I'm giving in to society less these days, and it feels really beautiful and true because it's making me feel really awesome and myself, and I love it, and I love you. I'm gonna go order my little wrap now. So I love you. Bye.